The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Catholic Primary School Management Association has warned of dramatic rising costs that are leaving many primary schools struggling financially, which is going to mean that parents are going to face a hike in voluntary contributions in this year's return to school. Seamus Mulconroy, the General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Association, spoke to Jonathan Healy on the Pat Kenny Show this morning.
What has happened over the last 3 to 4 years is there has been a massive increase in school costs. I mean, if you look at something like heating oil, it's up in some cases by 80%. Other utilities are up by 49%. Insurance is up by a third. Cleaning costs are up by 60%. Management information systems, which all schools use, like Aladdin, they're also a substantial cost. So all of the basic costs for running a school have soared. The capitation has not soared to match the increases. If you look at the overall capitation expense for schools, it's about 120 million a year, roughly, for primary schools. Now, the amount spent on school meals is about 300 million, or will be this year when all schools are signed up. Basically, you will be getting in September 224 euro per pupil to run the school and to pay for that list of things that I gave you earlier on, but you'll be getting about 536 to feed the pupil. So we're taking good care of the pupils in that aspect, but we're not taking care of the running costs of the school. And if the school can't get it from the state, it's going to have to look for it elsewhere.
Áine Lynch is with us. She's CEO of the National Parents Council. It is hard to listen to what Seamus Mulconroy has to say there, Áine, and not expect that parents are going to be facing one heck of a hike come September.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to see that. But I think what we need to decide as a country is are we going to prioritise education? I think part of the difficulty is this, is that it's seen that parents are supposed to pick up the shortfall. But we all know that education is essential to the health of the country. And we see that very much so in Ireland with such an educated workforce and how well we do internationally in that respect. Well, that's important that as a country we invest in it and the taxpayer invests in it, that it's not put on the shoulders of parents.
Now, surely there will be people who will say, well, hang on for a minute, having a child is a personal choice. And if I have decided not to, why should I be put in a position where I have to pay for the education of your kid?
Yeah, and I think that is what some people say. And I think that's kind of a disappointing argument because, as I point out, that like having an educated population has made Ireland the country that it is. And as we've seen education improve and grow and we all kind of bask in the glory of some of the stats that come out in how we perform on league tables around the world, you know, we all see how important that is to the country's prosperity. So then it can't rely on parents to manage that. We have to make sure as a country that we're investing in our education system so that we can benefit as a country from that. And that has to come from the taxpayer in general, not individual parents. And I also think, you know, when you're looking at parents supporting that, it's just unsustainable as a model because parents are under the same financial pressures as schools are. So they can't afford to sustain that. And when we talk about voluntary contributions, every year we have the conversation. And every year we're told by parents that they don't feel they're voluntary in a lot of instances and that they feel under significant pressure to pay it. So we hear from parents who are trying to juggle their household budgets and pay voluntary contributions and do all of the other things that's expected from a household budget. And it's just unsustainable. So we have to have a proper conversation about how we value education in Ireland.
Well, Tech saying, can we please stop calling it a voluntary contribution? It's a Fianna Fáil Fine Gael tax on parents of students. Is there an issue as well, Áine, that this further amplifies the divide in education? Because one assumes that the parents in affluent areas can reach into their pockets, write a check and not blink, whereas parents in less affluent areas either struggle more to make these payments or end up in a position where they can't provide the same level of financial support to the local school as the rich can.
Yeah, I think the nuance of that has changed over the years. So I think just because people live in affluent areas, it doesn't always mean that they have additional disposable income for these kind of payments. But I think the bigger issue is that we we know from research and 30 or 40 years of evidence at this stage that parents being involved in their children's education and relationship with the school is really, really essential to better outcomes for children in education. And these kind of conversations make that relationship a financial one, and we need it to be an educational one, not a financial one. And we know where parents feel under pressure to pay these payments that they can't. We've spoken to parents who've gone to loan sharks and family members to try and you know, get money to pay these payments. We know when that relationship exists between a parent and school, with a school with the best will in the world, that parent is less likely to go to the school with concerns about their child's education or their well-being or happiness in school if they feel they owe the school money. So it goes beyond just the money conversation. This is actually an educational conversation as well at the heart of it.
Anya, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. Anya Lynch, CEO of the National Parents Council, a text to say, parents picking up the cost is called parenting. Taxes cover a lot and new benefits like free meals have been added, as has free GP care. If you can't afford them, don't have them. I'm exhausted by the entitled expectation that it's always someone else's problem. Well, we asked Josh Crosby to find out how parents are managing with that problem.
I'm on assistance, I'm on disability, I get help from St. Vincent de Paul with the kids, they help towards the schooling, and still you get kind of guilted into feeling, oh, we're only asking for 100 or only 150 and no one has to, but you get a lot of judgment for being on the less well-off side.
So you haven't been able to make the voluntary contributions?
No. I was able to several years ago with my first when they started, but not with my youngest.
Some people say they feel like they're chased up as well.
Yes, because you will get email after email saying, like, hi, we've noticed that you haven't sent in the voluntary contribution. Just reminding, we're asking about this much. And it's like, wonderful, I can't.
Do you find it expensive the time of the return to school in September?
No, it's not too bad, it's not. It's not too expensive.
Very reasonable price now for my young fella, bought something like 60 or 70 euro for the year, which is not too bad. That was for high infants now, but first class could be a bit more expensive, so we just have to wait and see.
For everything that you're getting, it's reasonable enough?
Yeah, it's reasonable, yeah. That's reasonable enough, I think. It's only fair.
Those contributions, could they be a bit of an extra burden at times?
Look, they are, to be honest, my daughter's school is very good. Like, they would say that it was due, but they didn't follow up a huge amount, and to be honest, they probably should have followed up a bit more, because I'm sure I missed it 1 or 2 years between the various kids, and they weren't very pushy about it, to be honest, at all.
So it did feel entirely voluntary?
It did.
You weren't chased up? Or
no, totally voluntary. There was never chased up, and they should probably have chased up a bit more, in my opinion.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.